think that was one of our best ministries yet. We raised over $1 million in donations during the broadcast itself. But you know more is going to come in for days. And that's just counting the phone and internet donations. And then there's those sweet little old ladies that send in their checks and cash and the offerings from those in the cathedral for our service. And you had the power of God in you tonight, big brother. When Pa took his place in heaven, some people said he wouldn't be able to carry on his ministries. But I knew better. My big brother has charisma, and angels and God himself speak through you. When you're preaching to all the people in the cathedral and the millions around the world, I can feel God moving through you. Just as he does when I sing the hymns and the songs that I write. I do feel guilty sometimes, though. Even though we're doing God's work and saving so many souls. I see the mansion we live in and the yacht and the private jets. If we wanted to, we could just live in this cathedral forever. We each have a suite of rooms in the basement that are bigger than most people's homes. I think your bedroom is bigger than that tiny house we lived in as kids before Pa's preaching caught on. And your office here? Well, it's even bigger than that. It even has an enormous couch that pulls out into a bed, even though you have an actual bedroom in the suites below. I know we deserve to take some small reward for what we do. Sure, there are people suffering in this world. Even if we do send money to the poor once we account for our overhead and expenses. Sometimes I take pride in my beautiful singing voice or how God has blessed me with how I look. You know, I was an awkward little girl when I first appeared on Pa's broadcast back when they were only on late night cable. But people say puberty treated me pretty special. People marvel at the beauty of my face. And apparently think I look especially attractive when my dress is wet from when we're baptizing believers. I hear that people on the internet counted down to my 18th birthday recently. I should have known I'd turn out okay, though. Just look at you. So big and handsome and so much charisma. When the ladies swoon in the audience, sometimes I think it's your power and not God's moving them. They all want to meet you, lining up outside the cathedral like you were one of those rock stars. There's just one thing I want to know about you and those girls. You know, when you take one of them back to your rooms here in the cathedral after the ministry, does your cock actually guarantee them a place in heaven? Forgive me for speaking so crudely, but that's what you tell them on the surveillance tapes I've watched. You see, I was worried once about one girl, but things just didn't seem quite right. So I turned on the cameras, even though you thought they were off, and I saw what you told her, and what you did with her. You knew her in the biblical sense. And many other girls, because I watched a lot after that. I had to make sure you were safe, and if your cock was saving them, then it was something holy to watch, wasn't it? Just like when you baptize people or lay your hands on them. And you definitely laid your hands on these girls. And I guess you baptized many of them too. You know, on the face or on their ample bosoms or all over. Raining down like manna from heaven. So I'll ask you again, big brother. Does your cock guarantee entry into heaven? Because if it does, then I want in on that deal. I know people say it's all but sure that I'll get into heaven, but I still worry about it all the time. And it gnaws at me sometimes when those girls are promised a spot, but I have to keep earning it daily through prayer and holiness. Not even allowed to date either, on account of how it might look. So many of the people that follow our ministries want to see both of us available. I can't be. So, no dating, no hand holding, no kissing, no knowing boys in the biblical sense, because that would be a sin. Except with you. You're too holy for it to be a sin. And you said that your cock washes away sin. You said that just like those girls open themselves to you, the gates of heaven will be open to them. As I get older, I keep getting filled with lustful thoughts. It makes me worry about my spot in heaven. If I have to do womanly things with a man, and it actually gets me into heaven, then it sounds like a good deal to me. Even if those womanly things are with my brother. You already told all of those girls that nothing you did with them was a sin in any way. Not laying with them, even though you weren't married. When you sodomized them or spilled your seed all over their bodies instead of inside of them where God wants it. You said no act with you was an act of sin. So that must apply to incest, too. I know I'm the same type as those other girls, all wide-eyed and innocent, virginal, just as God intended, and the way you like the best. Maybe I'm not as developed as many of them, but the good Lord isn't finished with me yet. But you don't have to wait. Although, if you don't want me, you'll have to wait for another girl because I made sure they didn't bring one up to you today. Before you get mad at me for that, though, let me show you what I can offer you myself. This dress is modest, just like every other one of those proper God-fearing girls wear. But it still makes me look nice. It doesn't show too much leg or too much cleavage. But sometimes when you can't see something, that just makes it more interesting. So I guess I hope you don't lose any interest as I unbutton the front of this dress, exposing more and more scandalous amounts of cleavage and bare skin, and letting you see my modest little bra. This dress is loose enough now that I can just shrug out of it and let it fall on the floor. Then it's just me and this bra and panties. Like the dress, they're modest because they were never meant to be seen by any man. But what's underneath of them, that was meant just for my husband. Except, I think you'll do instead. A husband is years away, what with my age and ministry taking all of my time, but you're right here watching so intently as I unfasten this bra and just slowly take it off. I'm not trying to be some kind of temptress with how slowly and deliberately I'm undoing my bra. I'm just a nervous little sister undressing in front of her brother. This is already more on my body than I've shown to anyone. But now my bra's coming off, and you're seeing my naked chest. I hope it doesn't disappoint. I know a lot of those girls have bigger breasts. I guess they grow them real big on the farms in those small towns. But I figure mine are still nice. They stand up pretty good on their own, even without the bra. And then there's my nipples. They usually aren't so hard, but I'm just so full of lustful thoughts. It's like when they start in my head and somehow it works its way down to my breasts. And then it just keeps going farther down, which is why my panties are a little wet right now. So I'll take those off too. Now it's just me and what God gave me. I'm very thankful for this body too, but now I'm offering it to you. We could go to your bedroom. It's a short trip and no one would see us. They know to give you your privacy after a show. And there's my room too, just a little further away. And that couch does pull out into a bed. And I know you're real good at opening it up. Or sometimes you just take the girls on your desk, either lying on their backs or bending them over it. I'm smaller than most of those girls, though. I reckon we could do it right on the couch as it is and still have plenty of room. I could lie down on it and you could get on top and you could take your little sister in the missionary position. Just like God intended. Do you want to do that, big brother? Do you want to have your way with me on the couch? From what I've seen from the surveillance tapes, you really seem to like having sex. Those girls do too. And, well, I like the idea of a guaranteed ticket to heaven. I think I'm even looking forward to the sex with you. You are the holiest man I know, so even with you being my brother, it'll be okay. And then maybe I won't have so many impure thoughts all the time. My brother's cock will help keep my soul pure, even as it defiles my flesh. I lie down on your couch. You've sat here with businessmen and reporters, but you've also sat here while an innocent girl with really big boobs from a dairy farm sat in your lap and bounced on your cock. Girls have knelt here except not to pray. It's been to suck your cock or take it into them from behind as you knelt behind them. And it's all because God wanted it. God wouldn't keep sending all those girls your way if it wasn't so. But also, God wouldn't have given you a little sister like me if he didn't mean for us to do lustful things together. Please, get on top of me. I'm feeling so excited at the moment, but also so nervous. With all of those other girls, you said that sex brought us closer to God and it was all part of His plan. I want to be part of His plan too. I want to be blessed by your cock just as you blessed all those other girls. I want to have sex. Oh, you're getting on top of me and I'm getting more nervous. I can have thousands of people watching me inside the cathedral. And millions more watching on TV without it bothering me, but this makes me more nervous than anything else I've done before. Despite my jitters, I'm spreading my legs obediently for you, just as any proper woman does for her man when he wants it. Maybe I should have turned the lights off, but you never did with those girls. Maybe I should close my eyes, but I can't stop looking as your big cock moves towards my little pussy. Oh, you're so handsome in your suits, but you're also very handsome when you're naked. Even your cock, even though it's so big and angry looking. It's touching me now, in my special place. My pussy. I'm embarrassed by how wet I am. But it's God's way of making me ready for you. God wouldn't make me this wet if I wasn't meant to do this with you. Daddy always said God has a special plan for me, and now I know what it is. Keep going. Put it in me. Or at least try. But it has to fit. I want to be saved. And I want the sex. If I don't do it with you, I might end up doing it with anyone, and that would be a sin. But not this. We're doing God's work, and I'm serving His greatest prophet on earth. The tip sliding into me. Just slowly opening my pussy. Despite knowing that it's God's will and being so frisky and all, I still quiver and tighten as you slip it in. But don't let that stop you. God gave woman to man to be his companion. Adam and Eve were both created by God, so they were his children. Brother and sister, just like us. So it's okay for you to take me. God wills it, and we both want it. This is it. This is the moment you're gonna make me into a woman. You're gonna take your little sister's virginity. Oh my goodness. You're inside me. We're knowing each other in the biblical sense. We're fornicating, having sex. It's okay that we're not married and that you're my brother because you're such a righteous and holy man. By taking your little sister, you're doing God's work. And you're saving me because I'm such a lustful girl. Don't you see how wet I am for my first cup? If it were anyone other than you, it would be a sin. But this is not a sin. Maybe a small one, but your holiness and your connection to God more than offsets it. It feels so right as you move yourself in and out of me. I know that many, many men have fantasized about doing this to me. But only you actually get to do it. Only you get to make me submit to you, body and soul. Especially in body. Do you like making love to me, big brother? You always seem to enjoy it with those other girls. The fact that we're brother and sister doesn't seem to be getting in your way. It shouldn't either, because you do so much of God's work that you should be allowed whatever pleasure you want. My body is giving you pleasure, isn't it? You do look like you love having sex with me. Oh, I'm loving it too, even if it's my first time. I told you that I was a wicked, lustful girl. I need a strong, moral man like my big brother to keep my impure impulses and my entire body under control. Oh, you drive your virtuous cock into my innocent, but lustful body again and again, driving the sin out of me in the process. But you're driving love into me too. God's love and your own. I pray daily so many times, starting with when I wake up and ending before I go to bed. Oh, I've been to church almost every day of my life, been to some of the holiest places in the world, but I've never felt closer to God, to something perfect, than I do now as we have sex. You'll put your sperm into me, big brother, won't you? That's where God intended for it to go. I know that with the other girls, you spill it on their chests or their faces, or sometimes leave it in their mouths or on their stomachs or backs or or inside their bottoms. And God lets you do that because you're holy, but I want it where God does. In me. In my fertile womb. God will decide if he wants me to get pregnant then. And of course I'll accept it, but I do want it to happen. God wants us to be fruitful and multiply, and he wants you, the holiest man in centuries, to have a child to call your own. Not one of the secret ones our church pays their mothers to keep quiet, but one for us to raise together. There still need to be some secrets, but your followers will accept the white lies you tell them, as they always do. If I go on a spiritual retreat for a few months and come back with a baby, they'd believe you if you say I adopted it. They'll believe you because they love you. But no one loves you more than me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think I'm gonna have an orgasm, big brother. I know it's not my place to enjoy sex so much, but I can't help it. You always give those other girls orgasms, and I'm not gonna be any different. I've given myself over to the pleasures of the flesh completely, and I can't help it. But even as I sin, your cock cleanses me with divine virtue. And the pleasure of my flesh mixes with spiritual ecstasy as my body and soul reach out to heaven. I feel God's presence surely as I feel your body on top of me, or your cock inside of me. Oh, put your sperm in me, big brother. You've plowed my fertile valley, now plant your seed. God will see to it that it takes hold and gives me a baby. I know he wants it. And maybe he wants me to orgasm too, since it's with you and my body is insistent on it so strongly. I shouldn't fight it, but I should accept it as a gift, just as I'll accept your sperm. Maybe, hopefully, at the same time. I've watched enough security footage to tell when you're close to orgasm. I don't know as much about myself, but I can't imagine not losing control soon. I think my body knows to wait for you, though, if it's gonna orgasm at all. But I think it most definitely is. Oh, that's it. You're gonna come at me, if I can use such a scandalous word. Oh, but it feels right to use it. Just all of us feels right to me. Come at me. Come at me, please, big brother. Oh, yes, please. Oh, yes. Oh, praise him. Oh. You made your little sister into a woman. Thank you, big brother. And you've cleansed me of all my sins in the process. And best of all, you may have given me your baby. I'm forever your woman now. In God's eyes, we're married, and in mine too. But as your secret wife, I won't begrudge you if you need to continue giving special ministry to the young girls that your assistants bring to you. I know that you have needs that just one woman can't fill, not even your sister. But you'll always be the one mortal man for me. Now, should we go back to your room, big brother? You have such a big bed, and I know your desires are not tamed so easily. Nor apparently are mine. And there are so many questions I have about things that I've seen on that security footage. Things that I need you to tell me about. Or to do to me. Because, of course, I'll submit entirely to your desires. and make them my own. The world's lucky to have such a holy man to be its spiritual leader. And I am so lucky that the same man is my big brother.